there, and welcome to Confessions of a Healed Broken Heart. I'm excited to have you here with me. So, who am I? I'm a single mom, a producer, an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, a daughter, a sister, and a friend. But most of all, today, I'm your host, Leticia Johnson. Now, before we get started, I've got a question for you. Have you ever experienced something that shook you to your core? I'm sure you have. Something that has made you question your worth and your value? Well, so have I. So today, let's talk about it. Okay, now, if you are living on this earth, disappointment is inevitable. We've all gone through it, whether it was in a relationship, hoping for a new job and you didn't get it, a new car and they didn't approve you, in need of better health and you're still finding you're having to go through that process, a business to grow, whatever it is, sometimes in that waiting process, we can lose our joy. So, what do we do when our joy has been drained out of us? Let me give you a little backstory. A glimpse into my story. Well, a tiny part of it anyway. There were a number of times, of course, as with anyone, in my life where I experienced disappointment. But the one that hit me the hardest and took the wind out of me was my divorce. You see, I thought I'd be married forever. Of course, anybody does. The dream of that soon shattered, and I found myself in a downward spiral of depression, suicidal thoughts, fear, stress, and learning how to navigate this new normal as a single mom. But there I was. And the stress took such a toll on my body that it started to shut down. Doctors thought I was going to die. Thank God, through prayers, support, physical therapy, because I was temporarily paralyzed, and the drive to live to raise my son. By the grace and mercy of God, I'm here today. And I had to learn not only how to walk again, but to believe again, to hope again, to laugh again, to trust again. And even put myself back on the journey and the path of loving again. The love had to start with me. The love has to start with you. So I went to counseling. I went to therapy. I did a deep dive into healing and growing and learning and becoming my best self and uncovering and discovering and rediscovering. So I understand a thing or two about heartbreak and having your heart healed and having your joy restored. Now let's get to the topic at hand, shall we? How do we get our joy back? Is it even possible or realistic to expect? Well, it is. I can vouch for it. I'm a living witness to it. There are many ways to go about it, and I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find a ton of topics on it and ways to go about it. But for right now, I'm going to highlight five. But before I do, I must say this. I am not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. What I am telling you is what worked for me. But you have to find what works best for you. And my prayer and my hope is that whatever your journey is, it leads you back to health, happiness, and becoming who you were born to be. Remember, on this journey, we're going to discover, uncover, and even rediscover the beauty in who you are. Okay, let's unpack these five. Number one, you have to let go of the past. I know, it's easier said than done. And you're thinking, Leticia, but my past was hard. My past was difficult. You don't know what I had to overcome. Well, here's the thing. You can still let it go. My friend, your past does not define you, no matter if it was a mistake you made or something that happened to you. It does not define who you are. Let it be a stepping stone and not a stumbling block. One of the ways we can do that is we have to stop rehearsing it in our minds. Too often, we entertain the pain of the past, and doing so is like never letting a wound heal or constantly picking at a scab. Unfortunately, it's a cycle that we allow the enemy of our souls and our minds to take us through. We replay and we relive the pain over and over again. I've been guilty of it. I remember one time I was sitting in the car and I was in traffic and I'm driving and I started to replay a scenario in my head for most of that drive. And that drive was an hour drive. And I replayed it over and over again. And I began to imagine different scenarios where I stood up for myself better. And I started to say this differently. And my body got all into it. And it was like I was reliving and recreating that moment. Have you ever been there? Well, it's time to move on. It has stolen enough from you. And even on my drive that I'm referring to, I looked up and an hour had passed. And I was like, I just wasted an hour reliving that situation. That hour could have been invested into something more productive. It could have been invested into a new business idea. But when I looked back, it robbed me. How many things has your past robbed you of? I know it hurts, but it's not a part of who you are. It's a part of what you went through. And although it may hurt to let it go, my friend, it hurts more to continue to hold on to it. Now, I am a Christian. And one of the scriptures I used to help me let things go was Hebrews 9:14. And it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And what that meant for me was that everything that Christ did on the cross, I can take that and use that to purge my conscience from those things. And so I began to visualize and meditate on my conscience being healed, my heart, my mind, my emotions being washed, and the residue of the pain being just washed off like it was going through a car wash. It was washing away the pain. It was washing away the discouragement. It was washing away the disappointment. Now, this method may not work for you, and that's okay. But find what does, so that you can become unstuck and walk in the best version and the beauty of who you are. It's time to get unstuck. You see, the longer you dwell on the past and what hurt you, the longer the potential to stay stuck. The more time passes where you don't discover or fulfill what you're destined to do and be. And you cannot sit there and tell me you're not destined for anything. You're here. And for the sheer fact that you are here means that you're special. Means that you're worth it. It means that someone needs who you are and what you have to offer. Don't discount that because of people who've done you wrong. Please understand, the people that you are to impact won't be reached if you're stuck and not able to move forward. And you don't want to go to the grave with the song of your heart still in you, with those dreams still lodged inside your chest. You're too valuable for that. Even if it doesn't feel like it, you're too important. Someone needs you. Someone is counting on you. And you are amazing enough to accomplish it all. Okay. Number two, no more crumbs. No more crumbs. Leticia, what are you talking about? No more crumbs. Stop being okay with the crumbs some people are feeding you. You see, sometimes we've been so conditioned to make meals out of the crumbs people give us that even though we're starving, we ignore that because at least I got some crumbs. It's often because we don't know our worth. And I have been so guilty of this in the past. I've also taken on in the past a performance mindset that if I take whatever they give me, I'll feel loved and accepted. Okay, you want me to tap dance for your acceptance? Because I feel I'm not enough, I'll do whatever it takes to at least get a crumb, at least get your attention, at least get a pat on the head or a pat on the back. No. No more. We are deserving of so much more. Because when you look at it, if they took those crumbs away, then what? We'd go crawling and searching for the next person who may want to give us their crumbs? Mm-mm. We are worth too much. You are worth so much more. And this is whether you're a male or a female. No matter who you are worth so much more. And it's time for us to recognize the difference between attention and intention. Is someone just showing you attention, but it means nothing, it's fleeting? Or are they intentional with investing into you, caring for you, loving you, teaching you, whatever it is? Recognize the difference, attention or intention. So get your power back and don't settle for the crumbs anymore. Wait until you are given a full meal at the table. I know. Waiting is hard. I get it. Because I have had in the past a tendency to be so impatient that I try to recreate and do my own thing and then it falls apart. I've had to learn how to wait. I've had to learn how to trust that it's going to work itself out. And you know what's funny? Is because I used to be that woman so much that would take any crumb that someone would give me. And then what shifted for me and what shook me to my core was a dream that I had. In the dream, and I'll share it with you. In the dream, I was this beautiful queen adorned with lavish jewels and an amazing crown. The throne I was sitting on, you guys, it was made of pure gold and it was gorgeous. I looked beautiful and regal. And then in the dream, once again, this is a dream for those of you who are just tuning in. This is a dream. Beside me came someone who sat in their own throne. And then this person in the throne, he began to throw crumbs on the ground. Now in the dream, can you believe I took off my crown? Got off my throne and had the nerve to bend down on the ground and feed off of the crumbs. Then I heard a voice in the dream say, "You are worth more than someone's crumbs. Get up and be who you are supposed to be. Fix your crown, get back on your throne, and eat a full meal at the table." I say that to you. You are worth so much more than someone's crumbs. What are you doing on the floor? Get up. Fix your crown. No matter who you are, fix your crown. Get back up on your throne and eat a full meal at the table. You're better than crumbs. But I know because you're hurting, and I know because of various scenarios and situations in your life that you thought that that was all you deserved. But I'm here to tell you, you deserve so much more. You're enough, so much so that you don't need to eat crumbs. So I encourage you, see yourself as the king and the queen that you are and get back on your throne. So needless to say, when I woke up, I realized the dream was not just for me. Both men and women have eaten from the crumbs that others have thrown. Ask yourself, how many times have I settled for less than a meal and why? Even if you have to sit down and write down the times that you've settled, and then on the other side of that paper, write down why. And you'll start to notice a pattern. And from there, you can take that and make the necessary adjustments. So, no more crumbs. Say it with me. No more crumbs. Remember, you were born to eat and enjoy a full meal. Okay, that's enough because now I'm starting to get hungry. Number three, rediscover you. In order to get your joy back, you must rediscover who you are. But how do I do that? You may wonder. Well, there's a few ways to start. For instance, find out what makes you smile. What makes you feel beautiful or handsome? What makes you feel amazing? What are you good at? What do you like to do? What are some new hobbies that you can try? So here is an assignment. Take out a piece of paper or get a notebook and write a list of things that make you amazing. Write down the things that make you smile. Write down the things you are good at and what you like to do, and do them. If it's a new hobby that you want to try, try it. Try something for at least once a month and see how it goes. For example, for me, there's a few things that I've tried. I love dancing. No matter what kind of dancing it is, I love it. And culturally, salsa and Latin dancing is in my blood. And so I wanted to take a bachata class. And I knew a little bit enough to get me by. But I was like, you know what? I want to get better. So what did I do? I joined a bachata class. Yes, I got the shoes. I got everything. And I was just like, let's go for it. And I love it. I have such a blast. I've made new friends, met new people. And it's just fun. And I become alive all over again. I say all of that to say, step out of your comfort zone. Get excited about something and try it, whether it's traveling. I love to travel, so my friends always are like, you're always going somewhere. Yeah, when I can. You know, sometimes I'll go by myself. Sometimes I'll go with friends, and sometimes it's a family trip. But whatever it is that you need to do to rediscover who you are and rediscover what you're good at, do it. Make time for you. All right, let's move on to number four. Ignore the negative opinions of others. Well, Leticia, that's kind of hard because opinions are everywhere and everybody wants to give their opinion. Of course, everybody wants to give their opinion. But that does not mean that you need to ingest it. That does not mean that you need to take it as law. Think about it. Have you ever put so much weight on someone's opinion that it crippled you? Have you? I know I have. Or it became the GPS of how you were going to move and show up in life. Been there too. Sometimes, because we tend to weigh people's opinions heavier than God's opinion of us, we can have a tendency to conform. We're concerned so much about what others may think, how they perceive us. Will they like us or not? Am I good enough? You're enough. Settle it. Even with mistakes, even with flaws, you are enough. So say it with me. I am enough. And I'll let you in on a little secret. When I was at my lowest, I used to have to tell myself this in the mirror. And for a while, I could not look at myself and I could not utter those words. But I had to keep at it and chipping away at that wall. And I was able to look at myself and get through the Leticia, you, and then I'd break. And then finally it was Leticia, you are, and I'd break again. And then I got a breakthrough when I was able to look at myself in the mirror for the first time and say the entire statement, Leticia, you are enough. Now, of course, I was snot-nosed crying and all of those things, but I made it through that. And I kept at it. No matter how uncomfortable it was, I kept at it. I kept looking at myself in the mirror and encouraging myself. I kept looking at myself in the mirror and making affirmations. And to the point where it was like, no, I am enough. I used to say, and my friends would laugh at me all the time, that even on my ugly days, I'm still cute. Hey, I had to say that to encourage myself because on those days that I felt ugly, whether it was physically ugly, because once again, I had to go through physical therapy. So my body was out of whack and my legs weren't working properly and everything was just out of whack, losing hair, all of it. And I had to say, you know what? Even on my ugly days, I'm still cute. So whatever that type of phrase is for you, remember, even on your ugly days, you are still cute. Or even on your ugly days, you are still handsome. You have to ignore the negative opinions. Some of us have been so paralyzed by others' opinions that we haven't launched out into who we've been called to be. You have to see yourself as great. See yourself as enough. See yourself as amazing. See yourself accomplishing the dream or the goal that's in your heart. Even when others doubt you, even when your thoughts try to tell you otherwise, you have to believe in you. Now, I know all of that was a mouthful, but are you ready for number 5? It's really good, and I'm sure it's something you've been familiar with. What is it? Create and speak daily affirmations. I talked about it earlier. Begin to rediscover who you are and paint a positive picture of your life, your situation, your hopes, and your dreams. It's time to fan the flame of that passion inside you and watch it grow. Speak positively over yourself through affirmations. Did you realize? Studies have shown that speaking positive affirmations can activate parts of the brain to impact self-development. It rewires your brain on a cellular level because it impacts it on a neurological level. Primarily, it affects in the medial prefrontal cortex and the posterior cingulate cortex. I know that was a mouthful. Just know that it affects your brain and it can rewire it. So let's get to it. I pose a challenge for you. For the next 3, 5, 7, or 21 days, whichever you're comfortable with doing, speak positive affirmations to yourself. Create some, find some, and then internalize it. And if you need some, here are a few. 1, I set my intention to enjoy today and every day. I'll say it again. I set my intention to enjoy today and every day. 2, I think myself happy. I will focus on the positive. 3, although it may not be perfect, my life is wonderful and joyful. 4, everything works out for me in the end. 5, I choose joy. And I choose to live it now. 6, every day I am getting closer to my manifestation. 7, I am loved and I am worthy of happiness. 8, I am happy with myself and I am growing and getting better every day. 9, I give myself permission to let go of the past and be happy. And finally, 10, I am enough.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week as we continue our journey of discovery. But before we say goodbye for now, show some love for your new favorite podcast, Confessions of a Healed Broken Heart, and leave a review. I can't wait to chat with you. See you next week.